Final score 2-1 in overtime. Bemidji State head coach Jim Scanlon joining us down in the tunnel. And Jim, first of all, we knew today was going to be a great battle between Duke, two very good hockey teams. Your team came out and played as good as they have all season. You couldn't have asked for anything more out of them, could you have?
Absolutely not. You know, certainly another goal or two would have come in handy, but you know what? We went out there and played as hard as we could, and it's I've said countless times, it's all we're ever going to ask, to just go out there and play as hard as you can. And it was a heck of a hockey game. You know, it came down to a bounce like it always does in overtime, and you know, they were there to capitalize on it. But obviously, very, very proud of our effort and our performance, and you know, that's hockey.
Your team did a lot of little things right. I know you're always talking about the little things. You outshot them 47-31. 13 block shots today for your defense and forwards in front of Britt. You outplayed them on the faceoff dot 34-27. And you guys scored a power play goal. Your special teams held them to getting no shots on net. Again, a great effort by your team on a very historical season. Got to be a very hard one to take, though, to fall here today, isn't it?
No question. You know, it always does, you know, but like I told him, I'll never judge the success of a season on how it ends. It's you know, it's all about if you enjoy coming to work every day, and with this group, I enjoyed every second of it. And we just want them to feel part of something bigger than themselves and to play for their teammates, and this group certainly did that. So, you know, again, that's all I can ever ask.
You got some great play today out of Brittany Mowat, again coming up with some spectacular saves, a lot of those coming in the overtime. Again, I know she'll be back next year, but I'm sure this one still stings because that group of eight seniors meant an awful lot to this program, didn't they?
Oh, no question. That's the hardest part. You just feel for that group, you know, to have the season we had, you know, to be able to play here at home. And but that's how difficult this league is, and that's a very good hockey team we played. And you know, I told that all three of those girls, I don't like coaching against them, but I sure like watching them play. That's an outstanding line, and you know, again, they were instrumental in their winning the series. So, but for our group, again, I thought all eight of them acquitted themselves outstanding today. They all battled, they all worked hard, and they provided leadership. You know, again, we did everything we could. That's hockey. You can never control the other team's goalie. It can be real, real tough at times because you certainly feel like you deserve more and earn more, but sometimes you don't get it.
I know you guys had some great looks there in overtime, including one that went off the post. Steph Anderson's got to feel a little snake bit on that one.
Yeah, and then, you know, Lauren Miller's was right on the goal line. You know, Witt just missed one. I mean, that's what it comes down to sometimes. Last year we got the overtime winner, and this year it was their turn.
Coach, I know I was telling the fans before you got on that with the pairwise rankings right now, you guys are in eighth. You said it before, you might as well have been ninth or tenth. How much does that kind of like sting knowing that, you know, the CHA is going to get an auto bid going into the tournament and you guys were that close?
Well, that's the way it's set up. You know, it is what it is.
Coach, congratulations on an incredible season. It has been a fun ride.
Well, thanks, Kelly. Really appreciate your support. You know, everything you do for our program, believe me, it doesn't go unnoticed. And I know you have a lot of listeners out there that really enjoy your passion and, you know, just speaking on behalf of our whole team, thank you very much.
Thanks, Jim, for everything, and we'll catch you in the off season, I guess.
Yeah, you betcha. Thanks, Kelly.
Thank you. Head coach Jim Scanlon.